Welcome and blessings in Jesus' name. Thank you for calling in and joining us today as we look at the Word of God, and we close out the week here looking at the book of Galatians. I'll read a few verses here in chapter 6 today. Read verse 7, 8, and 9 in chapter 6. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. Okay. Do not be deceived. That means there is a very real possibility of being deceived in this area. See, Paul would not have written, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, do not be deceived, unless there were a purpose to that. And the purpose is to warn us to not be deceived. There is a deception that we can sow to the flesh and reap of the Spirit everlasting life. That is a deception. And sadly, some are deceived. But we are warned here to not be deceived. For God is not mocked. He will not allow us to make a mockery of him in that we can sow to the flesh and then still reap everlasting life. It says, whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. So what does sowing to the flesh mean? When we sow to the flesh, that is when we give in to the desires of the flesh, and we give the flesh opportunity, and that can have a wide range of application. It can be great and it can be small. But when we yield to the flesh and we base our decisions, our actions, and our life on what our flesh desires, that's sowing to the flesh. It can start small, but if we continue to sow, it will grow bigger, and we will reap corruption if we sow to the flesh. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. How do we sow to the Spirit? I believe that to sow to the Spirit is to follow and to give in to the leading and the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and we make our decisions, our choices, and base our actions not on what the flesh desires, and not because we have to or some rule says that we have to do a certain way, but because we know that this is something that God has commanded, and we say, and we can say, Lord, because you have said so, I will do it. Not because we feel like it, not because someone has told us to, or based on a man-made rule, but our life, our actions are based on God's word, what he has revealed to us here in his written word, and also what his Spirit brings to our attention and brings to our mind in a still, small voice of the Lord saying, you know, this is what I want. one for you. And sometimes it's just a verse in the Bible, and the Bible is given to us for instruction in righteousness. And that's how I believe that we sow to the Spirit. And then he says, and let us not grow weary while doing good, because the Spirit will always lead us into doing what is good. The Spirit is a perfect filter and will always lead us into what is right. It is not like the law or a set of man-made rules that cannot change the heart, and sometimes they don't apply to the situation, and that's when we need the Spirit of God. We always need the Spirit of God, but especially so in certain situations that are difficult to discern what is right. And the Spirit can discern the intents and the motives of the heart. That is why it is so accurate. It is sharper than a double-edged sword. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. That's so important. In due season we shall reap. The reaping may not come right away, but if we are faithful and we continue plowing in hope, plowing in faith, and sowing to the Spirit, when the time is right, when God says the time is right, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. That is so encouraging. That is such a blessing. You know, we can take that. We can take this verse, and we can, if we are faithful, we can claim this promise. Therefore, in verse 10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. You know, we live in an age where information abounds, and there's information coming to us from every corner of the world, it seems, of sickness and poverty and disaster, and we can become burdened and feel that, oh, we should do something. We need to do something. You know, sometimes the enemy can attack us that way, in making us feel guilty because we haven't done everything. But it says here, as we have opportunity, you know, as God opens the doors and gives us opportunity to do good, then by all means, let's walk through them and do that which we have opportunity. But we are not responsible for the good that we can't do, that we don't have opportunity for. So let us, as we have opportunity, do good to all. And then he says, especially to those who are of the household of faith. You know, if we can't take care of our own family, we probably won't be able to care for others outside the family very well either. And so we need to take care of our family, in the family of faith, the household of faith. But by no means are we to limit it to that. We are to do good to all as we have opportunity. And that's my encouragement, my inspiration for today. I find this very inspiring, that we can sow to the Spirit, and in due season we shall reap. We don't need to look for a reaping or a reward just right away or tomorrow. Sometimes it takes a day, sometimes it takes a week, sometimes the results come a year later, and maybe sometimes we won't see, and we probably don't see all the results, and we don't do all the reaping until eternity. So be encouraged, keep the faith, press on, and may the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name.